Local psychologist Dr. Joselle Miller said persons tend to indulge in a number of unhealthy practices during the Christmas season. She said persons tend to spend recklessly at Christmas without thinking of the long-term effects.
It's very interesting when we see what happens at Christmas, and there are so many things that we should take stock of or be mindful of as lessons to learn, moving from one Christmas to the next. We have certain habits that we find it difficult to fight. And sometimes in the long run, we end up paying very dearly for it. And one of the things I observed, we know that Christmas has now become very sensationalized. It's very commercialized. It's a lot of spending. Persons are spending money, and I would dare to say recklessly. And the reason I'm saying this is that there are certain toys and gadgets that I see persons are buying. And yes, you have little kids, and they're going to become very excited when they see lights and they see a lot of different things. But you also have to bear in mind whether this is going to be a sensible spending.
Dr. Miller also spoke of the excessive shopping and overeating during the festive Christmas season and the effects on one's health.
Persons do the excess in terms of the shopping, the grocery shopping as well, that, oh, I have to have, if I don't have my malt and my beer and my this and my that, and you ask yourself, are you going to consume all of that? And then the other thing is that you force yourself into gluttony because it's Christmas and we have to eat up and we have to drink up. And come January, a lot of persons end up being ill. If you are diabetic, please do not forget your medication. If you're hypertensive, please learn the lesson that if you are going to put yourself in harm's way, because that's what you're going to be doing. You consume these things, your sugar becomes elevated, your hypertension, your blood pressure goes up, and then you are susceptible to other things happening to you. So let's be mindful.
And Dr. Miller said it is also important that persons listen to their bodies with regards to getting the requisite amount of rest.
The other thing that we have to take stock of, sleep is important. Learn the lesson that you need to listen to your body, meaning pay attention to what you're feeling. There are some persons who are literally running themselves thin, down to the edge, like you're going to everything. There's the nine mornings, there's the nine nights, they have a lot of different parties, work, event, late shopping, and then you go home and you have the cleaning and all of the different things, and your body is saying stop.
Local psychologist Dr. Joselle Miller. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.